This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries, and I'm going to read out of John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I've spoken of this passage, I think, before, sometime in the past, I think, I don't recall. But the passage came to mind again because of a theory that I am developing about a lot of the mental illness and emotional immaturity that we're seeing among everyone of almost every age in the United States. And all of the drama and disillusionment and just everything that's going on. And so my theory is that obviously not all, because mental illness has genetic components to it and biological components to it, and of course how you're raised, a lot of other factors can affect, and then there's the entire spiritual realm and mental illness that could come into play with mental illness. I consider mental illness that is very much like any other disease. You can have some factors of mental illness the same way that you can have a heart condition or other factors. So it's not all what I'm going to say here. So unless somebody gets upset because I may be implying something, but I am convinced that a good chunk of the emotional immaturity and the diagnosable mental illness that we're seeing going on in the country has at least somewhat to do with the inability of our culture to be anchored in truth. And this issue started all the way back when I was just getting out of college, where we had people who were, people who were espousing, even then in the psychology realm and the counseling realm, were espousing the idea that everybody has their own truth. Everybody has their own truth. And that was a big thing. And some preachers spoke out against it even at that time, that idea that it was not biblical. And I'll just say that that everybody sees truth from their perspective, and our perspective can often be wrong. So, and I believe very much that very often we tend to live our life based on our perception of truth. And so when you talk to somebody, you almost have to keep that into account when you're counseling them, because that's how they see truth. Even if it's wrong, you can point out the errors in that, but they're living their life based on their perception of truth. But what seemed like a weak, insignificant, maybe fallacy 30 or 40 years ago that didn't think it would go anywhere has now so pervaded our culture that it is impossible for people to stay on emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically stable ground. Now we see people, young people especially, who, because they believe something to be true, they expect it to be true. It's just true. And that came to light when I saw some meme on Facebook or something, where this young person who had decided that they were a girl biologically and decided that they were a boy, and they went to the doctor and found out that they were pregnant. And either they were just making this video as a joke, or they sincerely were shocked that this person was shocked that she was pregnant. And the truth is that if that is believable, that truly she is shocked, and I believe, quite frankly, that she wasn't playing, and she really did believe that, you know, she wasn't pregnant and couldn't be pregnant because she was a boy. That just is maybe an extreme, but this illustration that whatever we choose to believe is true in this culture. Well, the problem with that is that it flies in the face of the actual truth, and therefore, I think it's creating all kinds of mental illness, because if you try to live in a society where you believe that the sky is green and everybody else believes the sky is blue, then you're going to have all kinds of sociological problems from that. And I think that the brain itself and the spirit itself just becomes damaged from not accepting the truth. The more we lie to ourselves, the more we damage ourselves. We are destroying ourselves as a culture because of our inability to be able to apprehend, understand, and assess what is true and not true any longer. Well, it may be in the physical realm able, people may be able to be reasoned to that point where, you know, you jump off a building, you can't fly, so you're going to die. And in a very physical, natural realm sense, people may be able to be convinced of what truth is. But I believe that we need to come back to what the Bible says about the truth. And the truth is, truth comes from God. Truth comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is any doubt about whether or not something is true or not true, He is the arbiter of whether or not something is true or not true. And when we believe, and the scripture is, as the infallible word of God is the arbiter of what is true and not true. Now, people may not agree with us. I may not be able to understand every principle of God's word or even live up to every principle of God's word, but that still doesn't make it not true. It is either true or it's not true. And if it is true, then we need to follow its principles and its guidelines so that we can be successful in life. I believe that there has been a thing where less people are wanting to go to Christian counseling. And I think part of the reason that that's going on is because in Christian counseling, like other forms of counseling where you face people with the truth, they don't want to have to live with the idea of truth. Their brains are so brainwashed they can't even comprehend the idea of truth. Now, one of the truths that I think is affecting us is this idea that that men and women are not sinful, they're just flawed or make mistakes. And now we got people that find a way to justify every possible behavior you can think of out there. You know, so that they're not even, they didn't even make a mistake. They could be, cheating in their relationship, or they could be stealing, or they could be mistreating people and how they acted, or they could do anything, and they no longer believe that they are wrong for even doing it. But the problem is that I believe that the Word of God tells us that we are aware of our, in our conscience, we know right from wrong. And because our spirit and our conscience knows right from wrong, we are self-condemned, and therefore it is creating the craziness of emotional instability that we're seeing today. Adults, even seeing this happen with not kids, kids have major problems going on in my area here, but adults who literally cannot be hear the word no. They are adults and they throw fits over somebody telling them that they're wrong or no, because we are so much into this self-esteem controversy, and there's even another issue that we could talk about. But we, as ministers of the gospel, pastors, teachers, whatever your role is, however you are carrying out your believer priesthood and giving the gospel and propagating the gospel and God's kingdom to the world around you, understand the importance of us coming back to the truth of God's word, standing on it, even when everybody else in the world has decided that there's no truth there. So that we, as much as they think we're crazy, are maybe the only sane people around, while everybody else is becoming more and more self-deluded over their inability to be able to handle what is truth. This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries. I hope you have a great weekend, a great week actually coming up here, because we're out of the weekend. And I hope you have a great week, and may God bless you. I hope your spring and summer are going well. Remember, as my brother Gene says, we love you, but God loves you even more. God bless you.